Lesson 13, the article and conjunction. This is a study on the declension of the article the. This is the most important study in this course for learning Greek declensions. If you can master the article, it will be easier for you to learn most of the endings of the declensions in future lessons. In this lesson, you will also learn the conjunction and. Now for our two vocabulary words. The first word is the article the. This Greek word is presented in its nominative masculine, feminine, and neuter form. That would be ho, hey, and to. We'll take the declension of the article in a moment. The article is an adjective, and we will take the adjective in lesson 15. But for now, you should know that the adjective is presented in its nominative, masculine, feminine, and neuter form. This is actually one word, but the three forms of this one word. You will always find an adjective presented in these three forms. So for now, the nominative masculine is ho, the nominative feminine is hey, and the nominative neuter is to. This is the article that means the. Also the conjunction kai, which means and. A conjunction is a word that brings two words or two thoughts together. Now the declension of the article the. First of all, the nominative, masculine, feminine, neuter, singular. Ho, hey, to. The nominative, plural, masculine, feminine, and neuter. Hoi, hi, ta. The genitive, singular, masculine, feminine, and neuter. Tu, tais, tu. The genitive plural, masculine, feminine, and neuter, are all the same. Tone, tone, tone. The dative singular, masculine, feminine, and neuter, is to, te, to. The dative plural in the masculine, feminine, and neuter is tois, tais, tois. The accusative singular, masculine, feminine, and neuter, is tone, tain, toe. The accusative plural, masculine, feminine, and neuter, tus, tas, ta. Proclitics. In the declension of the article above, there are four proclitics. They are ho, hey, hoi, and hi. A proclitic is a word that has no accent of its own because it goes so closely with the word that follows it. The function and pronunciation of proclitics will be introduced in the exercise for this lesson. Lesson 13, page 2. Lesson 13, the article continued. The function of the article. The function of the article in Greek parallels the function of the definite article the in English. The article points to a particular person or thing. There is no indefinite article, a or an, in Koine New Testament Greek. Examples. Logos means word. Ho logos means the word. Logoi means words. But hoi logoi means the words. The use of the article. There are two principles concerning the use of the article that are important to know. First of all, agreement. The article agrees with the noun that it modifies in three ways. It agrees in gender, that is, masculine, feminine, or neuter. Secondly, number, that is, singular or plural. And third, case, that is, nominative, genitive, dative, or accusative. So the article that modifies the noun will agree in gender, number, and case with the noun that it's modifying. Examples. Ho logos. You remember from our study of the second declension noun in lesson 12 that logos is the nominative singular masculine. Ho is also the nominative singular masculine. It agrees with the noun logos in gender, number, and case. So ho logos is the word. To logo means to or for the word. Logo is the dative singular masculine. The article also is dative singular masculine, matching the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. Hoi logoi, the words. This would be the nominative masculine plural, logoi. Also the nominative masculine plural article, hoi. Hoi logoi, the words. They match in gender, number, and case. The fourth example, ton logon, of the words. Logon is the genitive masculine plural. Tone is also the genitive masculine plural. The article matching the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. Lesson 13, page 3. The second use of the article is the substantive use of the article. The article may be used as a substitute for a noun. The article is used this way by the writer in order to save space. Here are some examples of the substantive use of the article. Ho anthropos is translated the man. The article the, ho, matches the noun that it modifies, anthropos, in gender, number, and case. Both are nominative, singular, masculine. Because ho is nominative, singular, masculine, you can also use ho without anthropos, and it is still translated the man. The reason? Because it's literally translated the, but because it is masculine singular, it can stand for, and in the place of ho anthropos, in a sentence it can be used for the man, or it can be translated the one, meaning the particular man. The second example of the substantive use, tois anthropois, two or for the men. Two or for the men can also translate the word tois, two or for the men, because tois is the dative plural masculine. And in a sentence, the writer, in order to save space, because the article is a masculine plural article, instead of saying tois anthropois, can just use the word tois, which just means two or for the men, because it is masculine. Now there are other uses of the article based upon this substantive use, and we will introduce you to them in the exercise for this lesson. Because the article agrees with the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case, when you master the declension of the article you will be able to function in three major areas in your study and reading of New Testament Greek. First of all, you will be able to recognize the masculine, feminine, and neuter gender of nouns. Examples. First of all, the second declension noun. The second declension noun that you learned in Lesson 12 is also known as the omicron declension, because the omicron and its lengthened form, the omega, is the characteristic of the masculine noun. By learning the masculine singular and masculine plural columns in the declension of the article, you will be able to recognize the masculine endings on masculine nouns. Lesson 13, page 4. Lesson 13, the article, continued. Second example is first declension nouns. The first declension noun, which you will learn in Lesson 14, is also known as the alpha declension, because the alpha and the eta are the characteristics of the feminine noun. By learning the feminine singular and feminine plural columns in the declension of the article, you will be able to recognize the feminine endings on feminine nouns. Remember, all of this is because the article agrees with the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. So if you learn the article, you'll be able to identify and recognize the noun that it modifies because they must match and agree. Third example is neuter nouns. By learning the neuter singular and the neuter plural columns in the declension of the article, you will also be learning the neuter endings that are on the end of most neuter nouns. When you master the endings for the article, you will be programming your mind to be able to learn the endings of the majority of declensions in the grammar of New Testament Greek. Most of the endings of the nouns, adjectives, and participles that you will learn in future lessons will either match or have the same combination of letters that are in the declension of the article. You will be able to recognize nouns that have irregular endings because the article agrees with the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. Here's an example. Tu photos. Now, the noun phos, which is the word for light, is actually a third declension noun, which we have not studied yet. But the genitive of phos is photos. It almost looks like a nominative singular masculine second declension noun. But in third declension nouns, photos is a genitive case. Well, by recognizing the article, too, that it is a genitive, singular, masculine, and neuter article, we can come to the conclusion that photos is a genitive case noun because the article matches the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. So we can identify words that we don't even know just by understanding the article. In summary, mastering the declension of the article is the key to learning and recognizing the grammar of the Greek of the New Testament. After you have studied the declension of the article, please go on to the exercise for this lesson. Lesson 13, Exercise 1, Pronunciation Exercises. In this exercise, we're going to study the article the in the text of John 1, 1 through 18, as well as the conjunction and. The present active indicative verbs in the text that we studied in Lesson 11 are now underlined, as well as the second declension nouns. It would be beneficial for you to take the article page out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. Again, if we're reading too fast for you, you can use your pause button on your tape recorder. Line 1, first word, N, Arche, Ein, Hologos, Chi. Notice the nominative singular masculine article, the, agreeing with the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case, which would be the word logos, nominative singular masculine second declension noun. And notice the pronunciation. It's hologos. Ho is a proclitic, has no accent of its own, so is pronounced with the word that follows. And then your conjunction and. Line 2, first word. Hologos, same combination as line 1. Ein, pros, tone, theon. Notice the article tone, agreeing with the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. It is the accusative singular masculine, agreeing with the accusative singular masculine noun, second declension noun, theos. Pros ton theon is a prepositional phrase, which we will study these three in combination in lesson 16. Line 3, first word. Chi, theos, ein, hologos, houtos. Again, we have the conjunction chi, and a nominative singular masculine article going with logos. But the interesting point about this verse from a Greek standpoint, notice the word theos does not have the definite article ho with it. It's just theos. We mentioned in this lesson that there is no indefinite article a in Greek. So the cults are wrong, and they're really playing with English and twisting, undermining the deity of Christ when they say, and the word was a god. It does not say that in the text. In Greek, when there is no definite article, the writer is making reference to substance or quality or nature. Sable, who is responsible for Sabellianism, said that Hotheos was the word. That is, the God was in the word and he was nowhere else in the universe. John is presenting that Theos, the very quality and nature of all that God is, was the word, but he was everywhere else at the same time. The word was God, or God was the word, but God was everywhere else as well. So the importance of Greek. Skip down to line 7. First word, N, auto, zoe, ein, chi, hey. Continuing with line 8, first word, zoe, ein, to, phos, tone, anthropon. Notice the last word of line 7, hey. It is the nominative feminine singular article, and it goes, actually, in the Greek text with the first word of line 8, zoe. It's hey, zoe. Hey being a proclitic, agreeing with the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. We know that zoe is a feminine noun, which we'll take in our next lesson. And then the third word of line 8 is to. To is the nominative singular neuter, agreeing with phos. Phos is a third declension noun, which we haven't had yet, but we know that it is nominative singular neuter because of the article the. And then the next article, tone. Genitive plural masculine, agreeing with the genitive plural masculine second declension noun, anthropos. So tone, anthropon, of the men. Lesson 13, page 6. Line 9, first word. Chi, to, phos, en, te, scotia. Notice at the end of line 9, te scotia. Again, scotia is another feminine noun, which we will take in the next lesson. But we know that it is dative feminine singular because of the article te, the darkness. It is in the dative case, going with the preposition en for in, and we will take these three words in combination in lesson 16. Line 10, first word, fine, chi, heskotia, auto, u. Again, the first word being your third person singular present active indicative, showing the action presently going on of phino, to shine, your conjunction. But notice again the word scotia. This time it is in the nominative feminine singular. It's not in the dative case as in line 9. And because it is in the nominative feminine singular, notice that the article is now a proclitic. It's pronounced heskotia. Let's skip down to line 14. The first word, tu, photos, hina, pantes, pistiusos, d. Notice the first word, tu, the genitive singular neuter article, agreeing with the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. Therefore, photos has to be a genitive singular neuter. It happens to be the genitive of the word phos, again, a word we haven't had yet. Let's move down to line 16. First word, all, hina, marturese, peri, tu, photos. Again, we have the same combination as in line 14, the genitive singular neuter, tu photos, this time used in a prepositional phrase with peri, and we'll take these three in combination in lesson 16. Line 17, first word, ein, to, phos, to, alethinon, ho. Notice again our combination, to, phos, the nominative singular neuter, and the combination to alethinon. To, again, the nominative singular neuter, agreeing with the adjective alethinon. And we'll take adjectives in lesson 15. But they agree in gender, number, and case. We know that alethinon is a neuter nominative singular because of the article. They agree in gender, number, and case. The last word is the word which is a pronoun, which we'll take in later lessons. Notice it has an accent mark. It is not an article. If it was the article, it wouldn't have the accent mark. Lesson 13, page 7, line 19. First word, tone, cosmon, en, to, cosmo, ein, chi. First word of line 19 is the accusative singular masculine article agreeing with cosmon, a second declension noun, cosmos. Actually, the last word of line 18, eis, is a preposition. Eis ton kosmon is a prepositional phrase. Eis taking the accusative to complete its meaning. We'll take that in lesson 16. But notice the fourth word of line 19, to kosmo. Same word from kosmos, only this time it's in the dative case, because the preposition en takes the dative case to complete its meaning. To kosmo, dative, masculine, singular, agreeing in gender, number, and case. Line 20, first word, ho kosmos. Notice the proclitic, nominative, singular, masculine, article ho, agreeing with kosmos in gender, number, and case, the world. Now it's in the nominative case. So in line 19, we had this combination in the accusative case, the dative case, and now in line 20, we have it in the nominative case as the subject. Third word, di autu agenito kai, our conjunction and. Let's go down to line 22. First word, ta, idia, eilthe, kai, hoi, idioi. Notice the first word of line 22, the word ta. It is the accusative, plural, neuter, modifying, idia, one's own. We have not had that word yet, idios, for one's own. But notice ta, here is a form of the substantive use of the article, in that it is an accusative plural neuter. It's not talking about a man or a woman, but things. He came into the things of his own. Again, the conjunction kai for and now we have the same word idios in the nominative plural masculine. So it has the nominative plural masculine article hoi. It is a proclitic, so it is pronounced hoi idioi. Again, the article the, plural masculine, referring to people this time instead of things. It is now the ones or the people. Down to line 25, the first word, Ganesthai, tois, pistuusin, ace, to, onoma. Notice the second word, tois, the substantive use of the article in the dative plural masculine. It does not modify a noun, but goes with the verb, believing. It has to be to or for the, it's in the masculine plural, it has to be the men or the people or the ones. To the ones believing. To the ones who are believing. Notice the article to at the end of line 25. To is the accusative singular neuter, agreeing with the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. That would be onoma. Again, another third declension noun, which we haven't had yet. But this is another prepositional phrase, which we'll take in lesson 16. Eis to onoma. Into the name. Lesson 13, page 8, line 30. First word, en, hemin, kai, etha asamatha, tain, doxon. Again, our conjunction kai for and, but at the end of line 30, tain, doxon. We know that doxon is an accusative feminine singular noun because of the accusative feminine singular article tain, which agrees with the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. Doxon, the accusative singular feminine. Again, we'll take this word in the next lesson in first declension feminine nouns. Down to line 34. First word, hutos, ein, hon, apon, ho, opiso, mu. And notice the article ho. It is capitalized because it's making reference to Christ. This is a statement from John the Baptist, or the baptizer, in line 34. He's making reference to the one, the man. The one making reference to Christ. This is the substantive use of the article. Because it's masculine, singular, and nominative, it's making reference to a man or a person. Line 38. First word, kai, karin, anti, karatos, hoti, ho. Continuing on line 39, nomos, dia, moseos, edothe, hey, karis. Notice at the end of line 38, in the beginning of line 39, these two words go together in the Greek text, and it's pronounced honomos, the law. Ho is a nominative singular masculine article, agreeing with the second declension noun that it modifies, nomos. Again, a nominative singular masculine noun. And honomos are pronounced together because ho is a proclitic. At the end of line 39, again, we have not had third declension nouns, nor the word grace, charis, but we know it is a nominative feminine singular noun because of the article he. And again, these two words are pronounced together because he is a proclitic. It's pronounced he charis. Line 40, first word, kai, or conjunction and, he aletheia, dia, iesu, Christu. Notice the second and third words. The second word, he, is the nominative feminine singular article agreeing with and modifying the noun aletheia, another feminine noun that we'll take in our next lesson when we study first declension nouns. But he aletheia, he being a proclitic, it is pronounced with aletheia. Line 42, first word, homonogenes, huios, hoon eis ton. Rather a rough sentence there, but going back to the beginning of line 42, ho is the nominative singular masculine article agreeing with huios, the son, second declension noun. Monogenes is an adjective describing what kind of son. We'll take adjectives in lesson 15. But the second article, ho, this is the substantive use, the one being into the bosom. Notice at the end of line 42, the word tone goes with the first word of line 43, kolpon, ton kolpon, the bosom. It is part of a prepositional phrase, preposition ace, ace, ton kolpon. We'll take this in lesson 16. Ton agrees with kolpon in gender, number, and case, accusative singular masculine, of the second declension noun kolpos. Line 43, kolpon, tu, patros, ekenos, exegesito. Notice tu, the genitive singular masculine, agreeing with patros, a third declension noun. Pater is the word for father. So patros is a genitive singular masculine, agreeing with the article in gender, number, and case. You should review this exercise while going on to lesson 14 and the study of first declension nouns.